理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Today, we want to continue with the stars of the tennis courts, and we'll be learning today about some of the women.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve. Yesterday, we looked at some of the men who will be competing in this month's championships. Remember, the French Open is happening now, and a little later in the month, Wimbledon will take place in England. Well, right now, we want to take a look at some of the women who will be competing. Let's go to page 19 for the reading.
Stars of the tennis courts. Women's tennis. In women's tennis, many fans will be watching young Russian Maria Sharapova. In 2004, Sharapova won Wimbledon at only 17 years old. She went on to win her next 22 tennis matches on grass courts. Grass is considered the most challenging surface to play on.Two young Belgian ladies should also perform well this year. Justine Henin-Hardenne is known for her powerful backhand. It may be the best in the sport. Last year, Kim Clijsters surprised many by winning the U.S. Open. She had sat out most of the year due to injuries.
Well, we also want to keep a close eye on some women in these competitions. It says in women's tennis, many fans will be watching young Russian Maria Sharapova. So she is one to really be watching right now.
Okay, in 2004, Sharapova won Wimbledon at only 17 years old. Now, that's really incredible when you think about how young she is and the practice that's involved and the commitment that's involved to win this tournament. She did that at a very early age.
Actually, if you will look online, you can see some of her stats, we might say, or her record of her playing, and you can see how she's really progressed over the years. She often did not even get into the quarterfinals, and then later you see the next year she got into the semifinals and the finals, and then she won Wimbledon. And so we can see that she is really one to be watching right now. She's really matured.
Okay, another piece of trivia just for fun is, who won Wimbledon at the earliest age? For the females, it was a woman 15 years old. Mm. She won that a few years ago. Now, however, Sharapova went on to win the next 22 tennis matches on grass courts. Remember, Wimbledon is a grass court, and it gives the ball a much, would you say quicker? It's a quicker game, Vicki?
Actually, the ball travels at an even slower rate.
Slower than the clay courts.
Mm-hmm, that's right, a little slower. And the hard thing about grass is the players slide a lot. They can slide a lot. And also, again, the ball, it's not so predictable. You're not sure what it's going to hit and how it might bounce off of the surface.
Okay, so there's less traction. It would be more difficult. So a player who is used to one style of tennis, you're going to Wimbledon or the French Open, again, it's more challenging. Grass is considered the most challenging surface to play on.
And yet she has conquered the grass. She has done very, very well when others have not done so well.
Well, I would think then there are players who like to play on grass, and then when they play on concrete or clay surfaces, that's the challenge for them. It's just the opposite from what other players might experience.
In fact, each player has to adjust themselves when they play on a different surface.
Right. Okay, going on to the next paragraph, we see that two young Belgian ladies should also perform well this year. One's name is Justine Henin-Hardenne, and she is known for her powerful backhand. Mm. Now, what's a backhand, Vicki?
Well, a backhand is when you use, you're actually going with the the back part of your hand forward with your swing and your racket. So you're hitting the ball from the other side of the racket. Usually we have a forehand, which is where you have the palm coming out this way.
Okay. For a picture of what it looks like when someone's hitting the ball in the backhand, look at the top of the page. The right picture is a picture of someone hitting the ball backhanded, and the left picture is someone hitting the ball forehanded.
Okay, now I did very well with a backhand in tennis, but I didn't do too well with my forehand. But some people have a very powerful backhand, and if they can actually perfect this, it can be very powerful in any game.
Well, having a good backhand is a great advantage when you're playing tennis. It's an important tool to have if you want to reach the top of your sport. Well, another Belgian lady we should be watching is Kim Clijsters. And she surprised many last year by winning the U.S. Open.
Okay, so people didn't really expect her to really do so well in the U.S. Open, but she not only did well, but she won the U.S. Open. And it said she had set out most of the year due to injuries. So this is one of the reasons people didn't expect her to compete and do so well. She had injuries, so she couldn't play so much. That's the idea when you sit out.
Okay, that means you're still eligible. You are still able to play if you desire to, but you decide not to for some reason. In this case, it's because she had some injuries. Let's take a look at this phrase, to sit out, in today's word skit.
Hey, Frank.
Oh, hey, Bob.
I'm going to go exercise. You want to join me?
Exercise? I don't think so.
I know a great place to go swimming. Why don't you come and join me?
Swimming? No thanks, Bob. I think I'll sit that one out.
Bike riding? I know a great place to ride bikes.
Watching TV, Bob. I think I'll sit that one out, too.
Tennis? Why don't we go play tennis together? Come on.
Not really a good tennis player, Bob. I think I'm going to sit that one out. Sorry.
Frank, you never want to do anything. It's just sit out, sit out, sit out.
That's not true. Sometimes I eat out. Hey, I'm hungry. Do you want to go eat out?
Yeah.
Great.
Let's go.
Okay, to sit something out. In this case, she would sit out, she would not participate, and she would not play tennis. Now, I've often heard this with dances. I know when we were kids, sometimes people would say, I'll just sit this one out. I won't play this one, or
okay.
I won't dance in this one.
Right. It simply means to take a rest, right? And I think what amazes the sports watchers or the fans of tennis is that when you sit out because of injuries, you're not able to train your body like it should. And then she came back, she actually came back from these injuries and won the U.S. Open. That's what surprised so many people, is that despite her injuries, she was able to go back to the top of her game and get her body in top physical form.
And this is a big challenge for all athletes. When they have an injury, they have to make a decision. Timing is everything, because if they don't get out there and compete, they may be losing their chances. But if they go too early, they could have further injuries. And so they have to really, really be careful. They have to trust the advice of their doctors.
That's true. Well, there are a lot of ways you can hurt yourself playing tennis. Tennis really is a brutal sport on the body. Your body takes a lot of punishment when you play tennis, especially the knees and your legs and your ankles, because of the sliding and the impact that it has on the concrete. And so there's a lot of places, a lot of opportunity for you to injure your body or to hurt your body.
Okay, so that's what an injury is. It's something that hurts your body. It can be a wound. It can be some kind of damage to your body. So people who play tennis get certain kinds of injuries, probably different than what other types of athletes might get. But once you get an injury, it's not easy to play, it's especially not easy to play well.
Okay, well, we want to take a break. We'll go to the chat room, visit Ken and Rachel, and then we'll be back with more of our lesson. Please don't go away.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. In today's lesson, we learned about several talented tennis players.
That's right. One gal named Justine is known for her powerful backhand.
Now, Rachel, I know what a backhand is, but I've also heard the word backhanded. What's that?
Backhanded has several meanings. It can mean indirect, sneaky, or sarcastic. So if someone gives you a backhanded compliment, they're telling you indirectly what they think.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. If I tell you, Ken, I think you'd look great if you lose 20 pounds, then I'm giving you a backhanded compliment. I'm saying I really think you don't look very good right now.
Backhand 是网球的反手拍，但是字尾加上 ed backhanded 就变成了形容词，也就是挖苦、讽刺的。So what's an upper hand? Is it similar to a backhand?
No, although this phrase often is used in sports. If you have the upper hand in something, then you have a competitive advantage or in a position of control.
Can you give me another example?
Of course. You are completely bilingual.And I only speak English. So if we were to interview for the same job, I'd say that you have the upper hand. You have an advantage because you can speak two languages.
Yes, but you'd have the upper hand in terms of age.
Yeah, I guess I would.
Upper hand 意思又不一样了。Upper hand 是占上风、占优势。动词呢用 have 或者 gain. He gained the upper hand. 他获得优势。
Time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
What year did the Wimbledon Tennis Championship begin? A. 1776. B. 1877. C. 1920.What year did the Wimbledon Tennis Championship begin? B. 1877. About 200 people came to watch the first Wimbledon Championship. 22 men competed for the title. At that time, women were not allowed to play.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about the stars of the tennis courts. And we know, of course, that often when we get to these major competitions, we can pretty much predict who's going to win. But every now and then, there are some surprises.
That's right, Vicki. And I think that's one reason people like to watch sporting events like this is because there are often a lot of surprises. Well, let's take a look at a few of the surprises of the past.And maybe a few surprises that happened this year. Join us now on line 13 for Surprise, Surprise.
Stars of the tennis courts. Surprise, surprise. Of course, nobody can know for sure who will come out on top. Every year has its surprises.Take American tennis player James Blake, for example. In 2004, he suffered a broken neck, a serious disease, and the death of his father. These setbacks almost made him give up on tennis. But in 2005, he gave it another try. Amazingly, he went all the way to the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. It was his best performance ever.Watch Wimbledon and the French Open to see what surprises take place this month.
Well, our writer begins this section by saying, of course, nobody can know for sure who will come out on top. And I think that's true, even though...We know that there are certain players that are better than other players, and they have performed very well in some of the other competitions. We really don't know because there are these surprises, some things that happen that we don't expect.
Right, and as you said before, Vicki, a lot of things need to come together. Timing is important. You need to be healthy. If you have injuries, you will not make it to the top. And so a lot of things have to come together at just the right time for that person to make it and be the champion. Well, to come out on top simply means to emerge as the best, to be the champion.
That's right, to come out on top. When we talk about someone being at the top, it just means they're the leader. Well, this is not easy because these people compete in these very difficult competitions, and I know some people perform better under stress than others, so sometimes they get to this major Grand Slam competition or event, and they get stressed out. They don't perform very well, so that might also bring some surprises.
There are all kinds of things that are involved. Someone's personal life may have problems. We'll take a look at a tennis player who overcame some of those obstacles in a second. But every year has its surprises. We can make our predictions, as you said, but there will be surprises, so watch out for those.
Well, our writer gives us an example. She says, take American tennis player James Blake. Blake, for example. Now, we could start the sentence out by saying, for example, James Blake in 2004... and continue on. We find out here that in 2004, he suffered a broken neck, a serious disease, and the death of his father. Now, those three things really could have set him back a lot.
I think any one of those things would be enough for me to maybe step back and take a break, sit out from that year's competition. But he went on. Despite these three big obstacles, these big problems in his life, he continued, and he went pretty far.
That's right. Well, we do know that in 2004, he pretty much was out of the competition. But when he came back in 2005, he proved that he had worked very hard. But let's take a look, first of all, at this word setback. A setback is something that is like an obstacle that prevents you from moving forward. Or in a sense, it feels like you're being pushed back and you're not able to make any progress.
That's right, Vicki. I also think of setbacks as something or some things that are unexpected. You don't plan for them. They're sudden. And of course, in the case of James Blake, he wasn't planning on breaking his neck or finding out that his father passed away. These are difficult things to overcome, and you need to be mentally prepared as well as physically prepared to play in Wimbledon, to play in a Grand Slam championship. And when these things happen, it makes it very difficult to do that.
Right. You said mentally prepared. I think a player like this has to be so focused. And if something like this happens where you lose a parent or a parent is very ill, it can be very difficult to focus on your game. But he came back in 2005, and it says he gave it another try. He did not give up, but he gave it another try. And amazingly, he went all the way to the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open.
That really is a sign of commitment and determination for him to do that. Well, this word quarterfinals is part of the tournament. We've seen semifinals before in the past, and quarterfinals is just a step below semifinals in the round. So in the quarterfinals, you have the last eight, then the semifinals, you have the last four, and then the final game, you have the last two competitors.
Okay, so he went all the way to the quarterfinals. It gives us the idea that it's a long journey. He had a lot of other competitions before he ever got to the quarterfinals. But if a player can get to the quarterfinals, that's pretty amazing. That's good. And when you get to the semifinals, that's great, and so on.
Okay, well, we find out that it was his best performance ever. Despite all of these problems, despite all of these setbacks we have just seen, he did his best ever at the U.S. Open. Well, watch Wimbledon and the French Open this year to see what surprises take place, actually this month.
That's right. There may be some surprises. Now, a lot of people think that Roger Federer will come out on top for the men. And a lot of people, well, I think with the women, there's maybe the race is a little closer. But again, we don't know. Anyone can come out on top at the very end.
Okay, that's what makes tennis so exciting. Let's watch and find out if there are any surprises this year.
That's right. And we do want to watch. If you are a tennis fan, you will definitely be watching these two tournaments. Of course, we know the French Open, again, has the semifinals and the finals between the 7th, I think, or the 9th and the 11th of this month. You want to watch that. And then, of course, Wimbledon.
Wimbledon begins at the end of this month on the 26th. So be sure to tune in for that as well. Some great tennis going on this year.
You know, a lot of people don't enjoy watching tennis. It's one of those sports that your head keeps moving back and forth. You've got to watch the player. One time I went to a professional game. I watched some great players, but we were right on the line, the middle line mm-hmm. there where the net is. And it was so difficult. We were in the front row, great seats, but you have to go like this the whole time. So you have to be in good condition, I think.
You have to practice before you even go and watch tennis.
Right. Stretch your neck before you go. Well, right now it's time for us to review our lesson. Join us.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 sit out 这个动词片语。sit out 在这里是指坐在一旁不参与某个活动。例如 I think I'll sit out the dance. I need some fresh air. 我想我这支舞就不跳了，我需要一些新鲜空气。或者是 he sat out the game because he wasn't feeling well. 他因为身体不舒服所以没有参加比赛。sit out 也指坐在一旁不参加一直到结束。例如 I know you don't like this movie, but can you please sit the rest of it out? 我知道你不喜欢这部电影，但是你可以待到结束吧。继续我们看的是 setback 这个名词。setback 是指挫折、延迟或者是阻碍。例如 There has been a temporary setback in our plan. 我们的计划有暂时的延迟，或者是Not being accepted by her ideal college was a major setback to Connie. 没有被理想的大学接受，对 Connie 而言是一大挫折。最后一点我们看 quarterfinal 这个名词。quarter 有四等分的意思，而 final 是指决赛，所以 quarterfinal 是指争取最后四个名额的决赛，也可以叫做半准决赛。接下来看的是 semifinal。因为 SEMI 有一半的意思，所以 semi-final 是指争取最后两个名额的准决赛。至于冠亚军之赛就是 final。Now let's go to the final part of our program, our word bank.
Backhand. Gary used a backhand to hit the ball over the net. Sit out.Ted sat out of the basketball game because his knee hurt. Injury. Lisa cannot exercise for a month because of her foot injury. Come out on top. Which team will come out on top at this Saturday's baseball game? Setback. When Melanie broke her leg, it was a big setback to her tennis career. Quarterfinal.Ronnie had hoped to win the championship, but he lost in the quarterfinals.
Stars of the Tennis Courts. Women's Tennis. In women's tennis, many fans will be watching young Russian Maria Sharapova.In 2004, Sharapova won Wimbledon at only 17 years old. She went on to win her next 22 tennis matches on grass courts. Grass is considered the most challenging surface to play on. Two young Belgian ladies should also perform well this year. Justine Henin-Hardin is known for her powerful backhand. It may be the best in the sport.Last year, Kim Clijsters surprised many by winning the U.S. Open. She had sat out most of the year due to injuries. Surprise, surprise! Of course, nobody can know for sure who will come out on top. Every year has its surprises. Take American tennis player James Blake, for example. In 2004, he suffered a broken neck,a serious disease, and the death of his father. These setbacks almost made him give up on tennis. But in 2005, he gave it another try. Amazingly, he went all the way to the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. It was his best performance ever. Watch Wimbledon and the French Open to see what surprises take place this month.
Well, students, this lesson wasn't too difficult, but let's review the key points. First of all, there are two major tennis tournaments this month, the French Open and Wimbledon.
Okay, and a reminder that the French Open is happening right now, and Wimbledon happens later this month. Well, the second key point is that Roger Federer is dominating male tennis, but Andy Roddick and Rafael Nadal will challenge him this month.
That's right. And in women's tennis, Maria Sharapova is doing very well, but so are these girls from Belgium, Justine and Kim. So they should all do well in women's tennis this year. Well, students, we have to say goodbye. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.